Support for KPLU comes from the lawyers and staff of Stoll Reeves, providing a broad range of legal services to businesses in all stages of growth, with offices from the West Coast to the Midwest. More information is available on the web at stoel.com.
Being gay or lesbian must be a lot easier today than it was, say, a century ago. In our modern world, if you fall into this category, you can get married, you can have a family, you can be out. Yeah, it's still not a walk in the park, but it's got to be a lot better than it was a few generations ago. Well, Hide Seek at the Tacoma Art Museum shoots down this assumption pretty fast. Its co-curator Jonathan Katz argues through art that a utopia between gay and straight did exist not too long ago.
A number of the most significant straight figures in American art made work of directly homoerotic or homosexual social import because before 1950, gay and straight were much more familiar with one another in America than they are today.
So explain that.
Well, can we go look at a picture talk about
that?
Yeah,
totally. We walk down to the smaller gallery that houses works from before 1950. We're standing in front of a print called Shower Bath by George Bellows from 1917. When Katz looks at this black and white print of a lot of men wearing towels in a bathhouse, it shows him how arrogant we are to assume that the past looks like us, when in fact,
the past is very, very different, and this makes it clear. Because what's going on here is we have George Bellows, the most significant artist of his era, making a picture in which a homoerotic relationship is front and center.
In the picture, it's clear that there is a very strong attraction between two men. One has more effeminate features, while the other looks like a gruff, no-nonsense type, a straight man.
And it proved so popular, print, that it went through three different states. One of his bestsellers. So how do you explain the fact that a homoerotic print is a bestseller by a straight artist in 1917, right? That's the question that animates the show. You know, we've never talked about this history because we repress sexuality at every turn in America, and especially homosexuality. But that, in fact, right, the history of gay Americans is so profoundly interwoven into the history of America itself as to be indistinguishable.
All of this interwoven culture between gays and straights ended when Hitler and Stalin came on the scene, and it vanished under Senator Joseph McCarthy. But whatever it was in the American social fabric to allow the shower bath print to be so accepted before World War II also played out in music. Take blues singer Ma Rainey, for example. At Hide Seek, we see an old advertisement for her 1928 hit record, Prove It On Me Blues. Its title song is about Rainey almost getting caught having a lesbian orgy in her apartment.
And what does she do? Well, in 1928, she releases the album Prove It On Me Blues with the lyrics, "They say I do it, ain't nobody caught me, y'all gotta prove it on me." That's the refrain. She then, in the lyrics of the song, says things like, "Oh, I wear a collar and a tie. Yes, it's true. I don't like no men. Yes, it's true." She goes through a whole series of stereotypes of lesbian, and she says, "Yeah, that's all true. Everything you think about me is true, but y'all got to prove it on me." And then she makes an advertisement campaign for the album, and this is what that looked like, where there's Ma Rainey chatting up two svelte young African-American women while two cops are looking at Ma. So she's using Madonna-like her own arrest to sell records. And it worked. This is the number one selling record of 1928.
When I was last night with a crowd of my friends, there must be women, cause I don't like no men. It's true, I wear a collar and a tie, make the wind blow all the while. But to say I do it, ain't nobody caught me. They sure got to prove it on me.
The more modern works at Hide Seek reflect the cultural shift after World War II, when being gay was definitely something to hide. There are also several pieces that were created in the late 1980s and early 90s, when AIDS was a death sentence. The most controversial one is a video by David Bronarovich called A Fire in My Belly. It was taken out when the exhibit opened a year and a half ago at the Smithsonian's National Gallery because a crucifix with ants crawling all over it offended a few Christian organizations. When Stephanie Stebisch, the Tacoma Art Museum's director, heard about this, there was no question in her mind that she would include the piece.
The image of Christ on the crucifixion is a classic, well-known symbol of suffering. And so he, too, was suffering and concerned about those suffering from AIDS, and that's how he used that imagery. And as I like to say, if you take a work out of an exhibition, it's like ripping pages out of a book.
Hide Seek is expected to bring in record crowds, and Tacoma is the only place you can see it on the West Coast. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News, Tacoma.